Safe to go? Are we safe to go?
Yes, we're back in.
Back in. Why? No, this is it's a continuation. Why is this happening again? We haven't restarted.
What's wrong with this guy, man? Like, you know, Ali Woods was right. What? Ali Woods was right.
Ali Woods has changed.
Ali Woods was damn right, man.
Hey, man. Be free. You was just saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Not that free.
Oh, you do it in school is harmless.
We're not in a school.
You guys grew up, man.
You sound real mature.
No, we're just not in a school.
Has your comedy changed since you become a father?
By the way, we had to pause because when I was laughing, I didn't realize my zips were undone and my massive cock came out and hit the camera. Anyway.
Yeah, you just had to clarify that. Yeah, talking of maturity.
That's childish. Mad childish.
On the topic of maturity.
But being mature is boring, bruv.
It is.
Look, you came in your scrubs, fam.
I love how you can't even have a colour. It has to be scrubs. But, nah, this is... Are we going to dress what we're wearing? Are we going to just go on and...
Nah, man.
Just carry on.
That's right, around it. All right, yeah, we're not addressed.
People in the comments can work out. They can comment what's happening here.
The swag, the drip.
Listen, guys, don't grow up too soon. This is my exact point with... wait, should we do an intro?
Nah.
This one's a mess. It's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, man, we're not even 10 episodes in. We're just teething.
Yeah. We're finding ourselves out, man. We're finding out what we like to do, what we don't like to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, on this episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes with Darren Griffiths, Mike Rekadir, and Kazeem Jamal.
Shout out the Wipers.
Shout out the Wipers. You're comfortable saying that.
I was going to change it in the last
spot. Yeah, there's going to be WA something.
This is the thing, yeah? Growing up, long. Because when you grow up, the next thing that happens is you die, all right? It's long growing up.
Not necessarily.
It is, man, it is. You're a kid, you're kid-ish, then you're an adult, and then you die. It's long, bruv. And ever since having a baby, yeah, I've never had something where I go, oh my days, this is the beginning of life, and I haven't got a lot of time left.
Right.
So, who cares? Sex sounds, inappropriate jokes.
You're just like enjoy yourself vibe.
Yeah,
that
man.
It's made you like.
Look. I've never made it as a comedian. So if the people stop me from making it as a comedian, I'm still where I am.
I like that.
Well, so your attitude is you're happy with where you are now. So anything's a bonus. Anything else is a bonus.
No, it's just that I can't. No, more so that I can't. Get back what I never had. Whereas if I'm Kevin Hart and then I come in here and I start doing sex sounds and making stupid jokes whilst building this brand of, hi, I'm Kevin Hart, and then you take it all away from me, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
I see.
I shouldn't have done that. Whereas if I'm a bonehead.
While you're climbing up, yeah, doesn't matter. But if you get to the top, yeah, you're just like, I don't talk about those things.
Yeah. Or you just go, I was in my 20s or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, okay. So you're like,
I'm just having fun with my friends. Why has everything got to be so serious? This isn't real life. This isn't real life. I put this on Twitter, Instagram yesterday. This is not real life, bro.
Yeah.
There's real shit going on.
It's true.
You should know. Like,
yeah,
you've had to crack people open.
Yeah, I've seen some real shit.
You know?
Man.
And
this is just a laugh.
This is just a laugh, mate.
Yeah,
it's true. It's right. You're right.
You're right, mate. Let's chill out.
Fine.
So do you want to carry on talking about why Dwight York's not a good dad? Or because you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you stitched me up there. that was a good stitch up.
Is that a pun? Because you're a surgeon.
I wasn't that intelligent, but I'll take it. I'll run with it. You know, you give it to me, I'll run with it. Nah, let's leave Dwight and he.
No, but more on a serious topic, yes. That was one of the agenda
what
topics.
About mortality?
Yeah, and I'm actually very fearful of death now.
Right.
Before, but I'm petrified.
No, it's true. There's a voice in the back of my head where I do certain things. So like road rage and stuff like that. Like I don't really speed as much.
Yeah.
Because I just think, imagine if I just died.
Yeah.
Just spun off the road and I'm dead now. Like that.
Is it more because you won't be there for them?
Yeah, like okay. My wife's having to tell stories about, oh, your dad was like this and your dad was like that. Like,
watch this podcast.
He died. Yeah, he died because he just spun off the road because he was trying to get somewhere 2 minutes faster.
true when you put it in that
perspective. You know what I mean? It's dumb. And then, and just things like the other day, actually, this was quite funny. So I pulled out on someone, like...
Pulled out what?
Thank God.
Huh?
I'll be like this guy, this is rubbing off on me.
I'm not trying to hear none of that from the guy who's got the line.
Oh my goodness.
Ash cash in his bars, yeah. I'll bleep it out if you don't want the gimmick to be given, the joke to be given away.
Yeah, wait till the special.
But
yeah.
That is, when I heard you do that, I said, here he is.
Here he is.
This is the real one. I knew he was in there, you know what I mean?
He's always in there, man.
But yeah, so I've pulled out on this guy out of Junction. Let's say that I was in the wrong. Let's say that he wasn't speeding.
Yeah.
And there was enough space. Right, let's say I shouldn't have pulled out.
Yeah.
Right. So he's behind me now, and he's... I didn't think he was that bothered by it.
Yeah.
We turn the corner, we're driving, he's overtaken me.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a place you'd be overtaking somebody. Like, he's gone into oncoming traffic.
Oh, okay, this is the single file traffic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just... wound down the window, middle finger.
Oh.
And I just start laughing.
Middle-aged guy, like, well, what's
I don't even know. I just start
you see
laughing.
A finger?
I start laughing. Okay. In my head, I'm not even mad.
Mm.
And then we're driving now, but little does he know, I'm just going where I'm going.
Yeah.
And we're on the 60 part of the road now. He's driving at 30 miles per hour. He's like, he's slowing me down.
Okay.
And then there's a right-hand turn. He's turning right, but he stayed in the middle of the road, so I can't go past him.
Yeah.
Little does he know, I was always going right as well.
Yeah.
So now he's realized he's now approaching his own house.
Yeah.
And I'm still behind him. So there's a part of me going, I mean, I'm only going to a car wash.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. And I'm going home. I might just follow this guy to his house. And just see what happens.
Oh, see what's up.
See what happens. You didn't even do that. You just get a set and you go, oh.
Yeah. Okay. This is where you live. But I thought.
See you later. Imagine you just got out. See you later.
Yeah. But the part of it is that's funny. But then another part of it went, what if this guy is really nuts though?
Yeah.
And then I die for a joke.
I have a story.
And it's just like.
Like your banner, innit?
Yeah, exactly. That was like, yeah, I just. I won't go home to my kids.
Yeah.
So let me just go get my car washed, because this guy might be really on it. Yeah, you don't know.
But road rage, the thing with road rage is that people lose all sense of like self.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And they go crazy, they do a mad thing, then they watch themselves back on a video or whatever it is. Like, I can't believe that was me. Like, you know what I mean? This guy could like chop your head off all because you followed him.
Exactly. I was like, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it. Just because I wasn't even upset. I wasn't even annoyed. And just so I could just...
At what point did you peel off then?
I was just carried on going to where I was going.
Okay, so you peeled off to the junction. He turned home.
Yeah, he turned right and I turned right because that's where I was going.
Yeah.
He turned left and I was always going straight.
Oh, okay.
So in my head, I was like, I could just turn left.
He might have wanted to go straight. You never know.
You know what I mean? He might turned off, just be like, oh man, this guy's still behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's not make this a thing.
I remember a guy pulled a baseball bat out of his window once in road rage for me.
For you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
So we're at a roundabout.
He pulled out his massive cot.
Remember the shoe. The shoe has space at the front. That was just a joke, guys. We're at a roundabout. Yeah. I'm in the right lane to turn off at the exit.
Mm-hmm.
This car comes out of nowhere, and how do I describe it? You know when it looks wrong, where you're meant to go straight. Has he done it? Anyway, he's done it wrong, where he's got in front of me, but he's
gone right.
He's cut me up.
Yeah. He's meant to go straight, but he's gone right across you as you're going.
Yeah, but then kind of like changed his mind and been like, actually, I do want to come off here.
Kind of thing.
So he's just sat kind of like in the middle of the road because there's traffic ahead of him.
Yeah.
And I'm fuming. And I'm just like,
you're giving it all of that.
Yeah. Because, anyway, I was going to divulge something, but I'm not going to divulge it. I'll tell you off this.
I think I already know.
Maybe you do. If you guess it at the end, what I was going to say of this story, then I'll do something to let you know that you are correct.
All right.
I'll go like this.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's not an omission.
Guy's getting an alibi ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm going, meh. And he's like, in his car, he's like, ah, thank you. Anyway, traffic starts to move. I'm behind him. I'll give him a couple more. You know what I mean? Because I'm just an arsehole, innit?
Yeah.
And he pulls off to take a left turn down a side road.
Yeah.
And I just give him the old one for the road. Go past him. And I see him do a U-E.
Oh, God.
In a side road. Like, one time. So as you're entering the road, yeah, instead of going straight, he's gone, no, I'm going to take it as far left as I can and whip it right. He's gone round those little bollard things that are in the car. I think he's gone through the middle of it, actually. Of those two things in the middle of the road and bollards. And now he's behind me.
Vulnerable.
And now I'm like, I didn't see this happening. It's not usually how road rage goes. You swear at me, I swear at you. If we pull up side by side, we fuck each other.
Just bare verbals and fingers.
You're a bad man in your car, isn't it? Get out of the car.
That's what's in the highway code, actually.
Anyway, so he's spotted. He's behind me now, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ. And there's traffic ahead of me, like slow traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic lights. So I'm like driving real slow.
Yeah.
Waiting for the traffic lights ahead to change so that I could just gun it and be off. And he's like, you're not chasing me. Happens, but then there's more traffic up the road. And like, he's like right behind me, trying to pull up to the side of the car. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this, Donnie? Anyway, the left.
Wait, is he a young guy, old guy?
He's older than me.
Yeah.
But he's not, he's under 40.
Okay, cool. Yeah?
So.
He's badder than you.
Yeah, 100%. Kind of. Let's see what happens when you ask my question at the end, yeah? Anyway, there's a side turn, another side turning that I normally take on my route home, but I'm like, I ain't going to put the indicators on to let you know where I'm going.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I just start speeding and I start looking at the like side of the road just to make no pedestrians, no bicycles.
Yeah.
And then I just turn.
So you go, yonk.
He's Max Verstappen. He turns with me. Yeah. Oh. He's like, hey, it's cool, bruv. This is Silverstone.
We can both do this.
Yeah, this is Silverstone, bro.
Whipping excursion.
So now
we've got to pick up that person.
Your turn really wasn't as sharp as you thought it was in that moment. That's the thing.
Yeah, you probably, would you clutch hold it?
Because the thing is, I think it was sharp. I just think it was too early. Like I had to really, turn.
Did you go out then come in like that? Did you swing it wide?
No, I just went straight and then just went like that,
Okay.
But I think I still turned into the right lane.
Yeah.
Into the right lane I should have been in.
Yeah.
Because if you do a late turn,
you're
curbing it a bit. Yeah. You're on the right hand lane. People are like, what's going on? Everyone was just like, he's going a bit fast. So he turns with me. Now I look in my rearview mirror and he's got a baseball bat hanging out the window. I was like,
did he have that ready? Yeah, he's insane.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's just a woman in his passenger side.
Rotted.
That had a look on her face.
Like, not again, Steve.
Right, that this has happened before.
Oh, so it wasn't like, oh my goodness, what's happening? Like, it's just desolate.
It's like she's just on the phone now. Like,
not even on the phone. She's sat there like, I can't even say anything to him because me and that driver are going to get fucked up.
Oh,
kind of like situation. That,
yeah.
Not even trying to make a joke. That's what it looked like. Like, if she's in the car and he's whipping the car left and right, she's like,
rotted. Kind of motionless on her face.
She's not moving.
She's like, I hope he smashed up his car quickly because I.
Anyway, so we're now on this side road. So now it's a busy side road. It's like a through road, So loads of people take it. And there's cars on, parked cars on both sides. So there's a lot of you pulling over, letting some people out, vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, I can't let anyone. You have to let me in because he's going to kill me. I can't. There's no courteous.
Yeah.
Anyway, praise God, praise Allah. Yeah. They let me. It just worked out. I zigzag through the roads. We get up to the top. I try to do the same maneuver I did last time. Didn't work again. I try and
he's still behind you.
I just turned down one road, he's still behind me.
Oh my God. Bruv, leave it. Where you got somewhere else to be?
Do you know what's mad? At this point, it's like when you start checking your petrol tank, you're like, how long can I do this for?
Where were you meant to be going?
Home.
Your yard. Okay, so now you're circling your block, basically.
No, I'm still about 10, 15 minutes from home.
Okay, all
right. So with traffic at that time. So I know where I am.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going and down these side roads, but it's like, I was listening to a podcast. Like, I was chilling.
Was there any part of you that's like, let's stop and see what he really wants?
Yes.
Like, is he really about it?
And it depends, again, at the end of the story, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I don't know what happened, but he turned off and he was gone. Yeah. And that was it. That was it.
Fair enough.
That was my road race story, yeah.
For the podcast. Okay, understood. Okay.
Because we're talking about it, we segued, didn't we?
Yeah. It was an intention, to be fair, so.
That's fair. And wait, this was recent, though? Or
This is
before you had a child?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Whereas now, if you've got a child, that just wouldn't have happened, do you reckon?
Depends if he's with me. No one can disrespect me. I might have to take some licks.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, you start a fight in front of your child. That's a problem. Discipline's going to be a problem.
You get tucked in front of your kid.
I'd be like, that didn't happen. What are you talking about?
That's a mess.
Is that, I remember.
Remember that day you got beat up? What are you talking about?
I remember it vividly, Dad.
What are you talking about?
That's a problem. Discipline's a mess after that.
Who told you I'm your dad? No, I'm joking.
You imagine the length you're willing to go to deny you got beat up, deny paternity.
No, like, I remember one time, right, my dad got beat up. I didn't see it, but the news was circling the family, right? And this is before.
How old are you?
Young, primary school. But this is like, so obviously no WhatsApp, no.
Yeah. It's word of mouth.
It's just family chit chat. So I'm with him one day and I'm like, I heard you got beat up.
I bet he wanted to punch you up.
Nah, he was like, my dad's real cockney, so he was like, oh, he's like, who told you that? And I was just like, streets are talking. And he's like, nah son, do you know what happened? I had the nephew on me, the brother on me, the cousin on me. And I was like, oh shit, you've been fighting a lot of guys, yeah? And I went back and I was told my mum, and I was like, dad had to fight a fair few guys. Mum, he's chatting shit.
One-on-one.
He got beat up by one teenager, bro.
What, Cat Williams type of thing?
Yeah, he got smacked up by one young dunny, bro. That's why, I don't know if you heard the story about when I tried to fight my dad.
No.
Yeah, I know you've mentioned that.
And I tell you the story, because I've seen him get beat up before. I haven't seen it, but
he got smacked up. That's a mad thing. That just makes discipline like near enough impossible, man. Like, seeing an authority figure get absolutely like.
Well, it's half the reason when he pissed me off, I was like, I'll take this fight.
Yeah, because you heard that.
Because I know your numbers ain't great.
Like,
it's true though. Imagine if your dad was a proper nutter though. That's it. That's just mad.
Oh, that's the complete opposite, isn't it? Like, that's why everyone in the house is just scared when you want them to lose their temper, so you're shook of everything.
Yeah, you're a full grown adult, and you're still just like.
I've seen that happen before in my family.
Yeah.
Someone tried to be cheeky. Proper alpha. They just tried to be cheeky, and then, like, the head of the household just been like, what? Like, basically, G checked him and be like, what are you on, bro? And then they lost all composure and left. Went home. Let me not bait it out.
Yeah. No, but it's interesting. Now, obviously, I've not seen it on my pops, but I remember when. I was scared it could happen because I remember I was chased by these guys from Woolwich.
I remember this story.
We got chased, so dumb. We went to the house party, they buried them there. We should have just left, but we didn't want to make a bait that we're leaving because of them. So we stayed and we thought we'd leave at a suitable time after. Imagine whining in a house party knowing that it could kick off at any moment. You can't even enjoy the wine. But anyway, you leave. And they start ducking us out, chasing us. And then bear of us, I'm telling this really quickly, bear of us ducked in different directions. And after a mile, they're still chasing us. And then I sort of, so dumb, was like, oh, I'm tired, man, I'm tired. I went down one alleyway in between these shops. So stupid of me, but luckily for me, that's how God was with me. The alleyway was like this. So I just pushed the door. I didn't know it was like that. And I just go to the end. So I heard the door swing open, but they just looked forward because it was dark. And they thought that was the end. They didn't know there was this little bit. And I was hiding there for time. And there was a fire exit in that alleyway that led to this like party or something. Clearly some like Indian pipe going on. I was like, who's got a phone? Who's got a phone? Then one guy's, I'm an undercover. He's not undercover. I'm a police officer. Get his phone, call my dad. Anyway, so my dad pulls up and he's like, what's going on? I said, you need to pick me up. Just pick me up. No question. Just pick me up. Then he comes, I tell him where I'm at. He's like, what's going on? He's standing, and I see this man just up, circling the road. I'm like, Dad, get inside, because they're going to bang you up too. Bro, you look like me, cuz, and they're after me. Let's go. Are you mad? He's like, what's going on? Your belt don't work here, cuz. Your belt don't work here, cuz. Let's get out of
no
here.
No jurisdiction here.
Bro.
They're going to bang you up too.
Man, man, he looks like, you look like me, you know? They're looking for me, and you look like me. Bro, I said you better skedaddle, man. Guy asking question. What's going on, bro? Let's get out of here, man. Bear asking, bear, your belt don't work here, cuz. Bear rustling his belt. It don't work here, cuz.
That is funny, man.
You break your second.
They're gonna bang you out.
No, both of us. Getting topped up. What a tag team. Just get combos.
Have you seen those videos of when parents go to their kids to see if they're on fighting?
Save
the kid's 6 years old. It's like, hey, what? There's a dad outside. I've got to fight him. It's like, yeah, but he's got a son who's six. And he's your age. So you've got to fight him too. You ready? You just see the different reactions of the kids.
Yeah.
Some kids are like, okay. I remember one kid would have a full meltdown. It's like, but why do you want to fight them, bro? Why? We shouldn't be fighting. You got to fight them with me. He's like, okay, but why? There's other kids, there's bad three kids. Like, hey, there's kids outside. We've got to fight. The kids like, say no more.
Yeah,
he's running, got his shoe. And one kid was like, proper dance. Like, yeah! He's like, you're being serious. I'm allowed to fight. He's like, why are you so excited? Like, he's like, yeah, but can I fight? He's like, yes!
Imagine the heartbreak when he finds out there's no fight.
There's no fight. Oh, Dad, man, I have to fight you now.
Have you seen, I think my mum showed me it. And it's a video of... two sisters.
No.
The mum's filming. They're like 7 and 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're two sisters, and the mum's talking to one. So say like her name's Ashley. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, Ashley, those girls at school that keep troubling you, just tell the teacher. Okay? You don't have to do anything. Just tell the teacher. And she's just like, really cute girl. She's like, okay, it's America. It's like, okay, yeah, I'll tell the teacher. And then it just pans to her sister, who's like, hair up. And she's just like, Ashley, tell me their names. Tell me who they are. Tell me their names.
Oh,
Ashley, you tell me their names. Yeah, they ain't gonna be messing with my sister. Tell me their names. And the mum's like, Sabrina, stop getting involved. And she was like, sorry, mom, sorry. Better tell me those names, though.
Oh.
Better tell me those goddamn names. And then I don't know if I'm making this up or if it was really in the video. It like pans to the next day. And it's like, so did you tell the teacher? And the girl's like, yeah. And then it pans to the older sister. And she's like, yeah. And I'll beat her ass anyway. I was like...
Gangsta grills, gangsta grills.
But it's true.
It was sick.
But you do want, it's mad, wasn't it, with kids? Like, because you don't want them fighting, but if a fight happens, you do want them to be able to.
Oh, you want them to hold their own, isn't it?
It's a bit smoky. Because I remember my mum always telling me growing up, like, oh, don't ever hit anyone first. Hit anyone first. Don't go out starting fights. And then it's like, okay, it's good. But if someone hits you or starts troubling you, then. You know, you've got to deal with that kind of thing. And because my mum was on it as a kid, hearing the stories, because if you meet my mum now, it's hilarious. She's like in her 70s and just like
chilled out,
short woman, right? But stories that she came over from Jamaica when she's like 15 and stuff, and just bare stories of her just scrapping, even into her 20s.
Oh yeah, you got some life somehow.
I really love the stories of like women that are scrappers. I don't know what it is about it, but I'm like, that's fucking gangster.
That is funny.
Like, I don't mean to cut. I went on a date with once on a girl who told me she used to rob men, and I was like,
you're salivating.
It scared me.
He was bricked up under the table.
Yeah.
Some people find that saucy.
No.
On a bunny.
But if I heard like that. I think that's gangster. Like, you was bricking up mandem like as well.
Swingers, what, like China in the WWE.
Yeah.
I see like the girl from Top Boy. I was thinking,
I don't know what I think. I think it's more gangster than seeing a man and being like, that man's a swingers.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah, okay. I guess you don't expect it, innit?
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. Society doesn't.
Don't remember, mum was out fighting guys, but women though.
She was.
But even so, that's bad. That's badass.
It was based, and I think I got that trait from her. It was the thing of, you come at me on number two energy.
Mm.
Oh, you coming at me? I'm coming back at you at 10. I'm not meeting you at 2.
Yeah.
At 10, and it's like, oh, Darren, get off him, man. Like, it's like, nah, he started on me, innit? Like, what?
Yeah.
The rules have gone out the window because we didn't agree to fight. So.
Yeah, in a street fight, there's no rule.
Yeah, we didn't agree to fight. So I'm trying to end this fight as quickly as possible.
I don't know what you get up and do. Like,
yeah. You need to come away from this fight, guy. I shouldn't have done that. Not, let me come back again and
True. You're on a one timer and be like, it's done.
Never do that again. I remember as primary school, because probably having older brothers and sisters as well, much older. Like,
yeah.
They just find all of your ill discipline funny, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah.
So, I remember at school, this boy, he's even pissed me off when he said something racist. I don't know. But, but I beat him up. I'm seven, right? So he's a year below. So I'm year two.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you got that strength on him then.
So I beat him up.
That strength is a big advantage, you know. But that 1 year older.
He was a big kid. He was so sad. But I beat him up. But the funny thing, everyone's telling me like, oh, like Jonathan's brother, David. He's looking for you at lunchtime.
How old is David at the time?
His brother's like a year above me.
You did your research before you started swinging.
Nah, I was just like, all right, well, it is what it is.
I've had my pineapple juice, I'm strong.
It's like, Darren, you got to fight. I'm like, I'm going to finish my lunch first. And then I'm going
saying interrupting.
I'm a gangster, the call of the canteen. It's like, I'm going to finish my turkey Twizzlers and my juice.
Yeah, that's
then
it.
I'm going to go outside.
And your sprinkle cake.
Have fun, Dave.
So, everyone's like, so concerned that David looking for me. Anyone told David I'm looking for him?
For him.
And the bad thing was, so I saw him come out on the field now. And Dave was like, he was with his friend. I remember all their names, David and his friend James. And they were there and go, oh, are you picking on his brother? And stuff. And I was like, I don't know why. I just went, just went mad at, and ran at him.
Oh, snap, you caught him off guard.
Ran at him. He just went and ran away. So now I'm chasing him across the
field.
Did
you have a plan?
No, I had no plan. Now I thought, now I'm chasing him. I'm just going to beat him up, but I'll catch him. So then that was that done. I thought,
Darren's on crack.
Yeah, so I thought, that's it. It's over.
Shit.
It's over.
You're the aggressor.
It's done. I'm over by the shops now. And then it's his older sister.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, why are there so many siblings? I was like, why are there so many siblings?
Came on a swinger seat.
Sister's like, which one's you, Darren? And I was like,
is that Darren with an A or with an E?
I was like, me. I know exactly who she was. I was like, me. And he's like, you've been picking on my brother. And I was like, you pick on my brothers. And her friend was with us going, this doesn't even make any sense. How can you pick on both of your brothers and stuff? And I was like, she went, no, he's picking them. He's bigger than them. I go, I'm not bigger. You're young, your brother, he's in the year below. He's actually bigger than me. And then the other one's older than me. Like, what am I meant to do? And so she's like, yeah, you touch him. I was like, or what? Like, I've already done it.
Yeah. The damage has been done.
You've seen
my work.
Snap. You're talking listen, the cruddiest crud, you know?
Key stage one Darren was cruddy.
Oh, snap. So you were just causing a havoc in Essex?
Yeah. All primary school, I was a little nutter. And then secondary school, I was like, I don't need this in my life anymore.
See, I was the way around.
That is funny.
I had one fight in primary school and I got let off because I told the boy 3 times, keep your hands off me, innit? I just smacked him up, bro.
You know when you got the testimony to get the dinner lady on side? But miss, but I said, don't
touch
me.
My classmates, and I was like, you lot are backing me. Because I was always in trouble.
Yeah.
And they backed it, and they were like, he did say, don't touch me. I'll give you one more chance. And then I just laid him out. And then I went to secondary school, and I just started fighting everyone. It was exciting. I thought year 9s, year 11s, in year 7, I thought I was fighting year 9,
oh,
year 11s.
Oh, that's not unheard of.
Yeah, I was fighting.
Like, you're trying to get legendary status. Like,
oh, I was.
Fighting...
People came up to me and was like, when's your next fight? Like, I was
part
of matchroom boxing.
If you're in year 7 fighting 2 years above, then you're
winning. I was winning.
No way.
I was winning. I beat the year 99. Yeah. That gave me legendary status.
Was it like a knee? Was it one of the guys?
In year 9. It was one of the guys.
So you came on that Conor McGregor thing when you know you first started because like two weight divisions. This guy's going up weight divisions, just bagging people out.
In
Canelo.
A very white area.
Yeah.
So I pulled up to school.
Where?
I'm not baiting that out.
The area. I don't care about the name of the school. What area?
Or that bait it out because it's that villagey. Just say it was in Kent. County. Yeah,
in Kent. All right, front.
Yeah, it was in Kent.
yeah. So
ironically,
so
my mum moved me there to avoid getting in
trouble. So you had the same thing that I had, where you because of like kind of unconscious racism. They think of him as bigger and tougher than he already is.
Well, I was definitely bigger.
Simply just because he's black.
I was
They're gonna think they're bigger.
I was bigger, 100%. I was taller than everyone in year seven. But everyone, you don't realize how tiny everyone is in year seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you had an early growth spurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was 1-0.
Right. Yeah.
Going into the school, I was 1-0.
Yeah, from primary school.
Yeah. And so I don't even know, that might be like amateur boxing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm at York Hall now, bro.
Oh, okay. Levels, okay. You get a little bit of Sky Sports coverage. Okay.
Maybe, but this is like, well, I'm still selling my own tickets.
All right, cool. You hustling.
I'm hustling. And I remember someone tried to pick on someone in the playground, yeah, and I think the boy was my neighbor.
Yeah.
Me and him went to the same school. So I just pulled up, I was like, what are you doing, bro? This is day one.
Yeah.
I don't know no one at this school, but my neighbor. No one.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
So your neighbor's older than you?
Or is no. We both went in the
same year, right.
I said, what are you doing, bro? You can't move, fam. And I just remember like not being able to control how high my chest puffed out. It was that raw animalistic, like, I'm going to show, like my body saying, I'm going to show you how big I am. And I'm going to fuck you up.
Oh, shit.
And this was like the it kid at the time.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, lunchtime, me and you. I'm like, called him a batty man and everything. I didn't know what he said. I'm 12.
Right. So you're just saying any foul language you know.
You're just getting out.
And I'm also getting in with, let me get some black lingo.
Yeah. I've got
new boss.
Oh, you're giving him ish you don't expect him to understand?
Yeah, I've got new boss. He doesn't know what that is. He could be going back to his class going, I'm a batty man, bro. That's fine if you are, but just know that what you're talking about, innit? So anyway, yeah. And then I actually ended up fighting that kid at a bus stop a couple of weeks later. Smacked him up at the bus stop, threw him in the road, and then I just went on from there. Fought the year nine because he was talking shit on the bus.
Just got that weight divisions.
Yeah, he was talking shit on the bus, and I was like, and you know what it is? You only got to tell one person in school, I'm going to fight that guy, you know? By lunchtime, that is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's Eddie Hearn.
They're promoters, exactly. You're fighting Charlie.
Yeah? What are you fighting? So now you actually
that
don't
hype.
Have you even told Charlie you're fighting him? Or
no. But at this point, you have no choice.
Imagine if you're Charlie now. You're in science. You're in like.
Yeah, that year someone wants to fight you.
You're in fourth period. It's like, hey, so you know you're fighting Kazim. So what?
Yo! Me.
So we pull up now, and this is the day and age of like Sony Ericsson phones.
Everyone's got
their phone out.
Find him down the cycle track. Is that what you?
No, fighting? I fought him in school time.
Jeez.
So I remember like a big.
That's an unsanctioned fight. You're not allowed.
I fight. I'm like Tyson Fury.
Break time, lunchtime, and after school down the cycle track to park.
That's what I mean. It was lunchtime.
Okay. Cool. I thought you meant just like third period.
No, I go to lessons.
Yeah.
But I'm like Tyson Fury. I tell you, I fight you in your back garden. You know what I mean?
And twice on Sunday.
So anyway, big circle. Let me try to get through this. Big circle. Everyone's hyping it up. And it's always that thing of like, I wasn't quite you, yeah? It was that thing like, well, who's swinging first then, innit?
Right.
Because then that's plausible deniability.
Yeah.
He swung on me, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's there going like this. Go for it.
Oh, offering it to you.
And I'm there like, what is it, innit? Like, and everyone's hyping, and then the circle, someone like from the older year pushes me. Yeah. And then I was like, cool. And just caught him with the momentum. Bow, bow, 1-2, gave me the shot. He grabs my arms so that like they're stuck like this.
Headbutts
me twice.
Oh,
I grab him.
When they headbutt, you know they're mad.
And he had a massive head. And grabbed him with my arms like this, grabbed him. Floored him to the ground, stamped on him, kicked him in the head. On his way up, he wasn't a ground opponent. UFC rules, I can do that, right? He was on his way up, jabbed him up a bit more, and then the teachers came.
Ooh.
So in that exchange,
points.
They said I won.
Points.
Yeah.
You were down, That's a takedown.
He may have got up and broke your whole soul. Could but have. No one knows.
No one knows. I won that fight.
Yeah. Did any afters?
No, I got more stripes and ratings from the olders. And I remember on the bus, someone was having an argument with him from like year 11.
Yeah.
And he was like, fight me then. And then the year 11 went, I just get the year 7 that fucked you up to do it. And I was like, are you not entertained?
Jeez.
Rotted. And then the fact that year 11s knew you then, that's big. As a year 7, to be known by the year 11s, that's really
big. Oh, yeah. Cool. And then by the time I had more fights and more fights, like I remember one time there was... Two sides of the road was full up of the whole school coming to watch my fight.
Oh, you're pay-per-view now?
I'm pay-per-view, I remember walking down the street thinking, fucking hell, there's a lot of people coming to this fight. And like, neighbours in their windows going, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then we get to the field and I take my bag off and my blazer and I give it to my friend. And then, you know, we're getting ready to fight and a police car just pulls up. Whoop. About... No word of a lie, maybe 300, 400 kids just start
scatter.
But I don't know where my friend's going with my bag in that, innit? So I can't run. I don't know which way to run.
Yeah, no doubt.
Phone in there, everything. The police officer goes, what are you here for? And I went, me? I'm just came to play football. And he was like, all right, get out of here, man. So that never... But then I ended up banging that guy up later on.
Or the police officer?
No. The guy I was going to fight.
This guy's going up weight division. Whoever's in the ring.
He's just swinging on anyone.
On a weekend, like a couple of years later.
You literally school boxing championship.
Loved it. Loved it.
SFC.
I fucking loved it, bruv.
You mad.
I loved it. My mum would always be like, why are you doing this? Why are you getting in trouble? Why are you fighting? I used to be like, I don't know, mum. And she'd get even madder with that answer. Like, what do you mean you don't know? You're the one doing it. And I was like, I just don't know why I'm doing it. I was about 21, 22, and I was like, you know, back then, the adrenaline. It was the adrenaline, right?
You love the excitement, the unpredictability of it.
So yeah. Do you think your kid might end up having something like that in them?
Maybe.
Would you be proud, or would you? Because obviously now it's different. You're the parent now. You're scared they'll get hurt.
How would you navigate that?
Well, there's like a lot of realizations I've come to, and I used to think like, oh, why do I keep getting in trouble at school and and that and. Different hardships for all people face in their life. But I was like, what? And I used to tell my girl, I said, I'm having a son. I just knew it in my bones, right? There's no way to know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, just course. Like in your heart, I'm having a son.
Do you think that's just your preference speaking?
No. Like, if we want to get really deep, I was like, I think God has put me in all these different situations, getting chased by, like, Woolwich youths that were coming from Orpington College.
Yeah.
You know, actually thinking I'm about to get stabbed in a minute and kind of having to navigate that, all these different things, doing, you know, illegal things in my youth and stuff like that, all these things that I've said to myself. I used to go, why does this happen to me? Why do I always get my... And I think God, or whatever you want to call it, the universe or whatever, I've put you through all this so that when you have a son,
you
without a doubt can teach this boy better than your dad taught you.
I see.
Okay, so I think
it's in my path.
Think it's the ultimate father sort of thing. You're giving all these trials and tribulations so you can become the ultimate father.
Yeah, and then maybe more so. Obviously, what I do for work and stuff like that, and wherever comedy stuff takes me, you never know what I might be able to achieve.
Mm.
So the Tin Man does have a heart.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice.
Interesting. So do you think? But let's say your son comes home one day. He's had a scrap. He's beaten up the year 8. He's year 7. He's been
He's beat up a supply teacher because
he's moving mad.
Beat up a teacher.
he's moved up.
He's moving up. He's moving mad.
He heard stories about you.
He's still in my shadows.
I've got to outdo him. Mr. Boy, Gregory, you know what? I can't assistant head of maths, is just like, so your son.
Yeah, I don't even know, fam. You getting smacked up by year 7? You mad? Deserve that one still,
bro. Hold it.
Because no year 7 smacking me up, I tell you that for free, bro. But I can't answer that. We have to wait and see. I don't know how.
No, how would you like to think right now? How would you like to think you're going to approach that?
What is the parenting style that you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Have?
I think I would take a pinch of salt from my mum, where I'd be like, you know, like the disciplinarian where you're like, this ain't what school's for.
Mm.
But also, I'd just be like, I've been where you are kind of thing.
So you hear it?
Yeah, yeah. So just like, I used to lie a lot.
Mm.
But it was because I didn't want the reaction from my mum.
Right.
I was like, it's just, it's easier to lie.
Mm.
You know? So I'd just be like, just tell me what happened, man. And I just tell him what I used to do, like what I used to do, and I'd be like, and it's just long. I that kind of route.
Yeah.
If you keep doing it, then we're gonna have to have more serious conversations, just like my mum did with me.
I know that. What about you, mate? What do you think your parenting style would be like? With
I think like I'll probably be a bit more disciplinary. I don't want to see them sort of fighting. I don't think I would want to encourage that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think. You go to, probably very Nigerian, but you go to school to learn. It's for education. So yeah. you can't be there at swinging and whatnot. And if that's what you want to do, I think for me, if fighting is something that you clearly got a passion to, then it's about channeling that correctly. So either do jujitsu, do boxing, do karate, whatever. Let's get you lessons for that. So you can channel that energy in the right place. But the energy you need to take to school is the... sort this out.
My mum did that with me. It just gives you more tools to fuck people up with.
Yeah, that's a risk. But I'm gonna
kick you in the face. Taekwondo.
But usually I find is that the discipline.
No discipline, just more weapons.
Yeah, exactly. The whole
you show me this one again, sir.
The next you know why. But I thought the whole point was that like it teaches you, like, especially when you go boxing, everyone's like, boxers are sort of calm. The most calmest person in the ring is a boxer, because they're the chilled one, they're the composed one, they know the damage their hands can do, but they're only using it in the right way and all that good stuff. So I thought that was the teachings you get from these gyms.
When I was getting in trouble a lot at school, my mum did actually tell my boxing trainer,
yeah,
and he pulled me to the side and kind of thing, and it did help. But you know what? It's mad because, like, I still did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still went out and mucked about and pissed about and had fights. Do you know what actually changed my mind about fighting people? Just like, that's not a sport. I watched a documentary about people that get punched once, fall and hit
die.
Their head and die.
Do what? That was just what I was thinking in
and
my
I
head
was and like, that. I don't want that to happen to me. And I was used to think...
I remember
like,
I was talking about this in Cardiff.
It would be just my luck. It would happen to me.
I remember I was talking about this in Cardiff because I remember incident happened in my town where a guy got hit once, hit his head, died.
Yeah.
And stuff. This when I was at secondary school. Yeah, first year of secondary school, I think, or second year. I remember just being in my head going, you can either be the guy who punches someone and you kill them and now you go in prison. Or the person who gets killed. I was like, I don't be either of those guys.
No, it's true.
I don't be either of those guys. So I was like, oh, nah.
That's what really switched.
And I think I'll always, with my daughter, hopefully she doesn't want to be scrapping ever, but it's her and then obviously son coming. So it's more likely it's going to be the boys on scrapping.
Yeah.
But I told them both that story in the sense of which one do you want to be? Because you're going to be on the wing. You're even going to get murder or manslaughter.
Yeah,
it's a long time. You were serious guys.
Yeah, and there's some serious guys.
Yeah, lifers.
Who just got good lawyers that meant that they've got like a reduced sentence, but they shouldn't be anywhere in.
But also, they're like, that's their life.
Yeah.
You just hit someone
exactly.
once.
Yeah,
you're not cut out for that wing.
Exactly, you know what I mean?
It's interesting. It's interesting how, I guess, death, we're talking about mortality anyway, like, was the equalizer, the one that made you reconsider. Like, it wasn't the discipline, it wasn't the I'm sure that contributed to it. I'm sure, like, if you, it's a cumulative effect. I'm sure all of that added, and it was like, right, I could actually go to prison and be done. Ooh.
That, like, seeing your mum cry... my granddad was like, there's a space ready for you. You actually got me a space at a Nigerian school.
Yeah. Oh, you got threatened with being shit.
Mm-hmm. My mum called my actual dad and he was like, I don't know what you want from me. And I was like, I actually thought, but I said this on a different podcast the other day and I don't know. Everyone seems to always come on podcasts and be like, yeah, this is my why or this is.
Yeah.
It was just a theory. Did I keep getting in trouble? Because society tells us, like, even like black films, sooner or later, your dad's gonna step in and either you go live with him or he's gonna reemerge into the picture. And do I keep doing this and keep escalating it? Because at some point, you have to acknowledge that your son keeps getting in trouble.
Right.
I don't know. I can't say that was consciously what I was doing.
It's deep.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's deep, though. That's real. Yeah. That's real shit, real spit.
Also, I feel like. There's a lot of people that don't know what their passion is at the time or in general, or don't know what their talent is or whatever.
Yeah.
I knew what mine was at the time. It was sports.
Right.
So I knew I could do, I knew I had belief in myself to go, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do this rugby thing. So that was also, there's many factors in when someone changes their behavior, but that was another factor. It was like, why would I fuck that? Like, I don't need to be a roadman.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was like, I don't even need to be a roadman right now. Let me see how this works out.
Did you ever get the talk from a teacher that says, you know, you're black, so it's going to be harder for you?
There was one teacher.
Was he black?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how white my school was. I got that talk from a white teacher. I was just like, I hear the message. I just don't think you're the guy.
You're not the messenger, you could have got someone from another school.
But then I looked around another school. I was like, I mean, there's literally no one else who's going to... Yeah, there's no one here.
It
was hilarious. I was just, Mr. Glucksman Smith was the IT teacher.
Mine was an IT teacher. Mr. O'Beara. Yeah. We got Mr. O'Beara.
Paul was on one side. He was just like, listen. I took the message in because he prefaced it with... I don't think I'm the person who should be giving you.
he had self-awareness.
Yeah, he's like, but he goes, I think it's important that it is said. He goes, look, Darren, the people, your friends, they're going to be able to get away with these kind of things, like messing around and stuff, and they'll probably be fine in life, but it's just going to be different for you. And I was like, what? Because you seem like,
you're going to make me say it.
As a black boy, right, it's just... The world is racist, and people are going to treat you differently and stuff, and unfairly. And I just think you're really talented. I think you're like a smart kid. I just don't want you to just fall by the wayside and mess around with these lot. Because and I was like, he goes, I hope you're okay with me saying that to you. And I was like,
can I go to lunch now?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to lunch or something.
How old are you at the time?
It's like, year 9 or something.
It's interesting because at that point you got a bit of insight at 13, 14, don't you?
Yeah.
So to know what he's trying to say to you.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, this guy is just a dickhead, just chatting shit to me. In my head, I thought it probably took him a lot to. He probably his mind for a few lessons of me just prattling around in his IT class going, I do need to talk to him about this.
Does he know? Does he?
Yeah.
He is.
You probably had one black friend. He's like, Jerome. Okay. How do I say? Can you get out?
Have you got a clean DBS? I would much prefer you come to this conversation.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, long story short, what do we start on? Mortality.
Well, mortality, we're meant to talk about shielding your kids. We kind of touched on it.
I do want the shielded the kid thing because you right. And I got in the group
because this is from your. This is from your.
Been on a cruise, baby.
Yeah,
been on a cruise. That's how we do now.
What cruise? Can you say?
I don't want to be up the name.
That's fair.
I don't want to be up the name. Mess up the business. But cruise company. I flew out to Barca and I flew back to, and we took the cruise back to Southampton. It's cool. Nice. So I booked for 7 comedy shows.
Right.
The first show was on a Monday. I flew out on a Sunday. I got Monday, 8 p.m., 9:30, 11 p.m. Show one. There's 3 different shows, but it's one show. I'm repeating the same material.
Yeah.
Half an hour.
Ah, okay.
At 8 o'clock, 9:30, 11.
On the same day?
On the same day.
So did you get paid 3 times?
No, it's a flat fee.
It's a package.
Right, so you've not got the same people come in for those 3 shows.
Well, some people did, but they know it's the same jokes.
Oh, Jesus, what's wrong with them? Is there nothing else on the cruise?
Some people are like, I'll come back. I really enjoyed 8 o'clock. I'm going to bring my family over to come at 11.
You can get some kind of... Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really funny, honestly. Come.
Yeah, exactly. Come, we'll go together. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Then show 2 was 8 p.m., 9:30, 11 p.m., on the Wednesday, different material from show 1. So they said it has to be a different, because people are going to come from show 1, are going to come to show 2.
Right.
Problem for me, I basically did my club set and a bit more in show 1.
Yeah.
So one show went really well, one show was okay, one show was . So people that saw show 1 were like, oh my goodness, I'm definitely coming to show 2 because, you know, that was, I'm like, I gave you my club stuff.
Yeah.
So I had to go through the archives, guys, to put all this stuff together. And by the way, show 1 and show 2, even though the times I just said, needed to be family friendly. So that means it needs to, no swearing.
And that's what something.
No vulgarity.
I'm not going on that cruise.
But the carrot that they would just wave at me.
Was that cash money?
Was that, well, it's young the money too, the young money. Cash money. But on the Thursday, it's late night comedy. So that's the way you can say whatever, except for one word. There's one word just before. Yeah, the C-bomb. Yeah. That's one word I got the audience to say it anyway. And then then literally I said it, like I downed this, I got basically, during that show, it was a bit of a mess. I like ordered a drink to the stage.
Yeah.
Then the audience was like, down it. So I was like, bah, 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 bah. Then I was like, you cunts. And I left. I said it and ran away. I was like, we're just so childish. We're all just like, because he looked like he said it. He wasn't meant to say it.
And he's talking to me about maturity, bro.
And this, that this guy's getting a 20% deduction from his feet.
There's a full dad on a boat down in pints calling people the C word, yeah?
And I run.
And I played a sex sound.
They loved it. They were like, he said it.
Of course, you're going to be a legend. You broke the rules.
Yeah, I broke the rules. Yeah, they love it. I think everyone loves a rule breaker. And there was one artist's name, literally, on the like form, it said, like, when I was given like the entertainment letter, there's a name of an artist. It was like, from head office, you are not allowed to mention this artist's name or sing their songs. You're like, it's prohibited. I was like, wow.
Were they on the cruise?
No, it's just there's someone famous.
But they've issued. Is it that
they said this name? Oh, the issues of the of
is the artist has done public. Something and they're like, we don't want the artist on our their material on our
We don't know singing it. We never want.
I wasn't sure including
comedy, so you can't even make a joke.
I wasn't sure if it was that or is that
are they English or
the artist
American?
Right, so no R. Kelly, cool. But
yeah. because obviously stuff is said, but I've never seen that in black and white. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you cannot reference this person, not even in a joke.
You can't even show me that,
because
I'd be like
so childish.
Yeah, but that's the thing. As comics, we're gonna always try
just a red rag. I'm gonna try and get them to sing different songs.
I would have gone out there and been like, I know this guy called Robert from America, Chicago. told this story. It's really weird. He like took some acid. Believed he could fly. It was weird.
So you're just gonna antagonize it. Like, I did tell him about his name, but I didn't take any further. I just said his name I can't mention. Then it kind of just dissipates. So I just left it. I didn't go that far.
Yeah.
But anyway, at the shows, they were meant to be family friendly. So that late night show, you can say whatever, except for the C bomb. And that was it. But at every show, there was some sort of children.
Of course, yeah.
Distracting, especially one of the 11 o'clock shows. And the funniest bit was, I was doing this bit about asking guys if they would, you know, would they, who's got the skills and talent to be a gynecologist? Just a joke.
Yeah.
And then at that moment, a one-year-old in the front row made a noise. Just comedic timing. He just made a noise. And I said, he doesn't even know what that is, but he knows he likes it. I was in bits. I've got the audio here, but I haven't got time to put it up. But it was so funny. Brilliant. That was you know what? It's annoying that children here, but that is very funny.
Yeah,
and I got a good minute out of that. Just we're all busting up for time.
No, that happened to me when I was at Latitude. Laura Smith was there.
Yeah.
Her husband and two kids. And I didn't know it was her or her kid. But I sent a joke and it's anyone can come to any stage and you don't have to censor yourself, but there's just kids there.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
So it's up to the parents' discretion. So I'm telling this joke and I mentioned about farting in a jar. And she said he did not have any interest in any other comic. He goes, moment you mentioned farting in the jar, I just see this kid just sprinting through the crowd. He's right to the stage and he sat in front of me now. I was like, whose kid is this? Because I'm about to talk about some other stuff. And he was just there, just sat there, and I was like, I'm just gonna carry on with my set. Like, I don't know whose kid this is, but hey, I'm doing
it's not
thing.
My fault you're here.
Yeah, and then when I came on stage, Laura's just like, yeah, you mentioned fart in the jar, there was no stopping him. You're now his favorite person ever.
Did you ever get to the bottom why he likes farts in a jar?
He's a 7-year-old boy. Yes, I think he's about 7. And I'm talking about farting, isn't it?
Oh, that's like, his best thing, isn't it?
Everyone else is talking about all the politics, and he's just like, well, what's that? That's not funny. This guy talking about he's farts. What? Yes. No, he's speaking to me.
That's my
Yeah. I'm his audience. Yeah. Shielding your kids, though.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? What would we shield our kids from?
Yeah, like would you? Is there any sort of
pedophiles? Oh, sorry.
I'd like to think that's a given, but But like with like comedy, or you know, we all grew up. We probably watched films that we were too young to watch, good stuff, or games, GTA, and stuff like that.
Man. Well, already started, you know, changing our language in the house because she's at that age where she repeats things now.
She's picking stuff up.
So literally yesterday she went, "Oh God."
Who's that? You're the missus.
Missus. That's the funny thing, right? Is missus always having a go at me. Watch your language. Daughter says something. I was like, I ain't said that. And then she's like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. And neither of us are religious, but we just like, we know it's not really appropriate for someone to be like, oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially as a toddler. So yeah. So that, watching TV, we don't watch anything that's
all CBBS and Peppa Pig.
Listen, it's so annoying. And that's the funny thing is I get to win with sport because sport is
It's clean.
Yeah. But in saying that, boxing, I was like, I'm just watching boxing, and then she's like, I don't think you should be watching this. With her. Well, it's like, why not? She's like, they're literally punching each other in the face. Like, I was like,
I played Call of Duty the other day. In front of my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm like, I thought you were gonna say your son. I was about to say that's not a problem, but yeah, 7-year-old, that's a bit.
But she was playing Roblox, so. She wasn't concentrating, but you can still hear.
Pow! Yeah, that's a bit.
Some 7-year-old calling you a bitch on the.
I turn the microphone off. I don't need that in my life.
I want to shoot you in the face. I want to fuck your mom. It's like, who is this kid? It's like
on what you were saying though, like your daughter picks up like words. Yeah, and that, I embrace it. I'm known as the influencer in my house.
Right,
so. I remember, did I tell this on the last podcast? What she did at school with her gun fingers?
No.
Okay.
I can't recall. So run it.
You know, when I first was like, you know, he was getting serious and stuff and we're spending lots of time with each other, like I would do dumb stuff. Like, like if I shot rapper into the bin and it went in, I'd be like, yeah, don't know.
Yeah.
And then apparently the teacher pulled my partner aside and said, I'm sorry, but, you know, she's doing gun fingers in a classroom.
And then how old is she then? 5, 6?
Yeah, 6. Yeah. She would have been 6. And then my partner told me and I was like, done. She was like, no, you idiot, you're not meant to be proud of that. And then what else did she do? Okay. So I made a paper airplane and there was nothing on a paper airplane. Stepdaughter goes to bed and then like I draw dicks on the paper airplane and start throwing them at my missus. Harmless, right?
If it's just you two living there, yeah.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of not putting the airplane in the bin. Bed. So now there's a new paper airplane. Sticks everywhere on this airplane.
Oh, because she's just drawn. She's copied the image.
She don't know what it is. She's just done it because I've done
that's
it.
That's what's on airplanes now.
But
dick hair.
Not even being like big headed. Like, I don't like mushrooms. All of a sudden, this girl don't like mushrooms. Yeah. So she's done it on her airplane because I've done it on my airplane.
Whatever Kazim does, I do it.
It's going to sound really dumb. So now I can't draw dicks on anything.
What a hard life you're living.
You're on fire today.
Bam. Jeez, call me the pun meister.
So yeah, man. Tough times
never last.
I don't know. Like I did feel awkward playing the PlayStation. I swiftly moved it to FIFA.
That's the thing. Yeah,
and waited till they all went to bed.
It's mad. You just realise how much. And then what?
But my dad played Grand Theft Auto in front of me.
Yeah, and then look at you fighting going up weight divisions.
Facts. Big fact. All right, fair enough.
Radio's another one as well because you think the radio cut of a song is all good. Is
are you right?
No, go on. What you just said just blew me off.
The radio cut of the song, you think that's gonna be fine because there's no swearing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still the content of music now. I sound like such an old man. It's like it's just atrocious. Like,
although I didn't know Gold Digger had the N-word in it until I bought the album.
Right.
But I've turned that up, being like, anticipating he's gonna say, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Oh, yeah.
But then he's like, broke ninjas. Well, and I'm like, yo, my mum's in the house.
Oh, your mum, yeah.
It's and just, like that Amen, do you remember that song, Amen?
Oh, F You Right Back.
My mum thought the radio cut was the song.
So, yeah.
Turn it up in the house, windows open, finally, and fuck you, you hoe. I don't want you back.
Yo, profanity in front of parents is just a no-no. It's just awkward.
That was my mum turning it up, not knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, I didn't know.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's the thing. So we're just in the radio cut. But even then, back then, artists made songs. And it was like, the explicit version, the radio version. The radio version was actually a different lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas now, it just bleeps
out. Yeah, just beep, 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 beep.
So
yeah,
it's lazy. Still, like, pull out and dip him. Yeah. Dip. Stop. It's like, no, I can't really listen to this.
That was cold.
Because it's just cold.
It just dropped the beat.
You can have a second life.
I feel like you was actually cutting out words.
Because that's how it is. Because there's no clean version.
I actually got scared when you said dip him.
Darren's crunch. Yeah,
Darren's coming back out.
And then he's like, oh.
He's like, where's David?
Yeah, he's like, all right, let's take off one extra. Let's put on capital extra. And just like, yeah, pull that. And he's like, okay, now they're just talking about sex now. It's like, I just got to just.
They sometimes say to themselves, though. It's like.
Just put on magic.
But sometimes they do that themselves. Like, it's like, anybody goes, like, they shush themselves. Like, if they're going to bait up a name or something, they do it themselves. So it's even part of the lyric. It's even cool to don't bait up the name of the person you chinged, because you know.
Basically, actually half the radio songs are either violence.
It's like that
or
with
sex.
Podcasts as well. I put a podcast on, like a comedic podcast, and they're like not condoning it, but you know the Americans they'll be like, just fucking around. They'll be like, yeah, you faggot. Yeah, oh, whoa, okay, turn this off.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just like when you're listening, if your adult ears, it's like they're not talking about anything crazy because they're not saying anything so left field.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's a child or your mum in the room,
yeah.
And then suddenly it's just like,
although my mum,
it's like, you fucking idiot. It's like, sorry. Let me just get my headphones.
I'll put songs on now when my mum's in the car and she'll go, do you think this is appropriate to driving me in the car with? And I just go, I'm an adult now. Also, a lot of them. Bashment and not so much Bashment, but them Lovers Rock tunes that you playing in the car. Yeah. Hey, I listen to them as an adult. Disgusting. She have money and bling, so she go bed with him. What?
Yo,
what? Cash disease now is started spreading. What was I listening to?
Yo, that's the thing. Yeah, sometimes you're like, when you dial it back,
it's true.
Like,
it's my wood for the fire.
You can't start this fire.
I said, this guy must be really cold as a 5-year-old. He needs more wood for his fire. And you listen to it as an adult, you're like, yo.
Well done.
What is this, bro?
We probably ran over.
Have we run over?
Well, yeah.
Oh snap!
Sorry.
See, look at.
You just need to throw something at us.
Yeah, that's we need.
We just be yibby yabbying.
We need a bat signal. But do you know what? It's good because we didn't cover half of our agenda, which means
New agendas for next week.
Exactly. We've got content. Yes. We've got content.
Right, let's not jibber jabber too much because we
actually gotta go.
We've overstayed
our welcome.
God damn it, black people timing. Anyway,
get out of here.
That's been another episode of Late Night and Wet White. Shout out the wipers every single time.
Yes. When did we agree on this?
It's in the group. It's in the group. We did. It did the blue tick there. Thank you. take care and peace.
There's a blue tick there. Thank you.